Welcome back to the Michael K. Show.
Welcome.
Hoboken's Best Mozzarella returns on Sunday, January 28th.
Talk to me.
With the 6th annual Hoboken Mutz Fest.
Keep going.
Yeah. It's a celebration of the city's most delicious. You say that word better than me.
Delicious.
Delicious mozzarella.
What the
Hoboken
heck
Mutz Fest features some of the city's top eateries.
Oh, yeah.
Including Frankie and Ava's. Mm. M&P Biancamano.
I'm ecstatic.
Margaritas.
So hot.
Tony Bologna's. And Vito's Deli.
Mm.
All event proceeds benefit the Hoboken Family Alliance and its programs to support children with special needs, including Hoboken Bike Camp for individuals with disabilities. You can even put your homemade recipe to the challenge. Enter to be part of the Mutzfest Challenge to see how experts judge your recipe. Again, Mutzfest is on Sunday, January 28th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Hoboken Elks Club. To register for the Mutzfest Challenge or purchase tickets, visit mutzfest.com, and they actually brought great sandwiches.
I enjoy them. They're delightful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
As you are, you're part Italian, correct?
Yes. My mom was Italian.
And I've seen you, I believe, pull this move. How do you decide? Don, you're a great person to ask. You're Italian as well, so this is a perfect ask for you. The line of delineation when it comes to fraudulence, when someone busts out mozzarella. I got, because on the outside looking in, every fraud, you know, somewhat culturally Italian person who wants to seem uber Italian, they save it just for mozzarella. That's the one where do you call someone a fraud? Like, what would you say? You would say mozzarella.
Yeah, I say mozzarella.
And your name.
And I've been ripped by other Italian. I was like, you're Italian. How can you say that? Well, say, first of all, I'm half Italian. I don't speak Italian.
That's my point.
So I call it mozzarella. But I'm not going to all of a sudden just break out into Italian when that's not what I do normally.
People say it with cavatelle, too. Instead of cavatelli. Yeah.
But do you? So you're a fraud.
I don't go mozzarella.
In other words, you don't?
No.
So at a restaurant, you don't
mozzarella.
Do
mozzarella.
Okay. Because we were doing the show.
The restaurant said I would actually say the word mozzarella. I mean, they're not judging me at Applebee's when I said I'd have mozzarella sticks.
Can I have the stick of mozzarella?
Now, if I was in a really classy Italian restaurant, I might whisper mozzarella.
Now, because when we were doing the cool room thing, the viewing of the championship game, Tony Reale, I mean, he's a big bust out the Italian word pronouncer guy.
He's Italian.
But he really, I mean, his mozzarella game was really strong. So I was curious to where you sat on this.
I think it's a bit much.
It can seem.
Well, you aren't. I mean, truth be told, you were not a fan of reality.
That is not true.
That's what you said.
No.
Off the air, you told us.
No, that is certainly not true. He was a wonderful guy. I just thought when I said to him right to his face, I went, "Oh, you're a mozzarella guy," and he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm a big mozzarella guy." I went, interesting, because like in Judaism, there's no one word where like you could be like me, a fraud. Who basically practices three times a year.
Right.
But then
right.
When I randomly...
When it earns you a day off.
And then I'm randomly talking to... you know what it would be like, Andrew? It would be like if someone's like, oh, yeah. Never says anything Jewish. He goes, oh, yeah, he's part of the mishpacha. I'm like, all right, relax, mishpacha.
Or PD, you don't speak Hebrew. You are not off of the Jewish holidays anymore.
Oh, really? Because I said I was a fraud?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
1-800-919-3776. Raymond in Brooklyn. Raymond, talk to us.